90.3 867 1190
Near FM. Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, Mark Ward. Mark, I'm delighted you're feeling better, and I'm even more delighted that we're able to chat this afternoon.
Fantastic, and thanks for accommodating and allowing me to come back onto your show again this week, Tony.
Absolutely, absolute pleasure, Mark, because what we're going to talk about now, it has well kicked in and is affecting families. And it's funny, well, it's not funny, but it's coincidental that we're talking to you about this topic. And my last guest was Senator Marie Sherlock from Labour, and she was talking about the eye-watering figures that are, and the situation in relation to the accommodation crisis for third-level students. And you are going to talk to me about what I laughingly, and I think what a lot of people laughingly refer to now as the voluntary contributions for schools. And Mark, I mean, I was looking at the press release. 100 to 200 and in some cases 300 to 400 euro per child.
Absolutely, Donny. All right. And even today, I was letting people know on my social media platforms that I was going to be on your show speaking about voluntary contributions. I actually put the voluntary contributions in inverted commas because it's anything but voluntary. And as you said, we have families right across Dublin Midwest, right across the state, basically, that are being asked to pay anywhere between 100 and 200 euros per child. But that, in some cases, we've even heard of 300 and 400 euros per child. It's absolutely scandalous. And these are huge sums for families. And families are expected to pull this money together in a matter of weeks. And it really puts a strain on the family's finances and puts an additional burden on families that are trying to get their kids back to school.
But Mark, I mean, the first question I would ask in relation to this is, well, there's two things. Number one, how voluntary is voluntary? That's the first thing.
Yep.
And the second thing, for those figures, what the hell is a parent getting? I mean, if you've, like, I'm just thinking of my own eldest lad now. He has three of them in national school. So if the figures were that price, you are looking at could be anything up to 900 to 1,200 quid per year.
Easily. And, you know, as you said, to answer your first question there, like, we know that in reality that these contributions are anything but voluntary. They're only voluntary in name only. So, and sometimes students and families, they can be denied a certain service within the school, whether that's extracurricular activity, whether that's a school outing, whether that's even to play on the school football team. Kids that haven't paid their voluntary contributions are being denied the access to these services. That's absolutely scandalous. It's a stigma. It places a stigma on children in the school if their parents just cannot, for whatever reason, afford to pay these voluntary contributions. So they are voluntary in name only, but not in nature, because they're actually, at this stage, they're coming compulsory contributions in relation to that.
And, Mark, is there any way through the Department of Social Welfare, Heather Humphrey's department, anyway?
Yeah. Yeah.
That they can be offset. I mean, irrespective of your financial situation, or good or bad, is there any way that you can offset this? Is there any money that can be got anywhere else, or does it solely have to come out of the meagre resources that are left in your pocket?
Okay, and just to be clear, a lot of these families that are contacting me in relation to the voluntary contributions are ordinary workers and families. So these are people that are not on social welfare. These are just working, and this is another bill on top of everything else that's going up at the moment. And they're really, really struggling to pay. The way to resolve this matter is for the Department of Education and the government to resource our school and our education system properly and adequately, so schools don't have to go out and look for these voluntary contributions. From the schools' perspectives, and I've been speaking to schools, some of the schools are doing this as a way of getting more resources and money into their coffers to pay for some of the more basic stuff. So one school was telling me, "So Mark, we use part of the voluntary contributions to buy toilet rolls or to buy cleaning equipment for the school, stuff like that." So this is the problem. If schools are not adequately resourced, they see this as a way of getting additional resources to make up for the shortfall that the Department of Education should be paying for in the first place.
I don't know, Mark. I just think that it beggars belief. Now, look, I know as well as you do, you're in the corridors of power every day of the week and you see it up close and personal. There isn't an endless supply of money. There is no magic money tree at the back of Leinster House. You know what I mean? But,
yep.
And this is a huge but, there would appear to me, when you take this in the overall context of the amount of money that's involved, per child, per school,
yep.
It shouldn't be beyond the bounds of possibility for the Department of Education to be able to get that amount of additional financing and resources from the Department of Education should be able to get that from finance. So, that kind of money has to be there. When you see the amount of money that seems to be able to be made available for other projects.
So what's happening now at the moment is that children and families are being the victims of years and years by successive governments of underinvestment in our education system. Like, the education system is crippling now at this stage. As you mentioned, your last speaker was on talking about third-level education and people's ability to be able to find accommodation in third-level education. We have the voluntary, or the so-called voluntary contributions in primary school and secondary education. So right across the spectrum of education, that there's problems, and the children are paying the price for the government actually not paying the price over the years and properly investing into our educational system. So in the wider context of things, it's not a hell of a lot of money that would resolve this. I know there's no magic money tree, but it's about getting priorities, and it's about putting the ordinary people first, the ordinary workers and families right across the state first, and prioritising them and making their quality of life better and their ability to be able to properly educate their children as a priority for us.
Now, the other side of this, Mark, and it's, you know, what we're discussing is dreadful, and it is absolutely dreadful to see children stigmatised and victimised because of socioeconomic backgrounds. But, and this might seem a bit maybe highbrow, what I would be afraid of here is that it would actually widen the gap again, because there is something which is prevalent in the community at the moment. There are all sorts of poverties. We'll be talking in the coming weeks about fuel poverty. We have the actual poverty. But that this could create educational poverty as well for the poorer in our society.
It's another gap that people, another hurdle that people just have to get over, having these contributions in here for families. So we need to do everything possible to stop widening the gaps between those who have and those who have not, and to make sure that no children fall through the cracks within their education. Like, the fairness to some of the schools, they went from, for example, another cost for people going back to school would be the uniform every year. And children grow, as you know, only every year. I have children myself, they just seem to be on growing spurts. So the uniforms have to change at least once a year, as in a new uniform. So some of the schools have rented generic kind of uniforms where you can buy the uniform in one of the wholesalers or one of the retail outlets at a lot cheaper price than previously when they weren't generic uniforms. So that's one way schools, in fairness to them, have been trying to meet the families halfway. But the other side of stuff is, schools have a shortfall in their budget every year that they're looking to bridge the gap, and they're asking parents to pay this voluntary contribution. And I go back to my original point, if they were properly resourced by the Department of Education, there wouldn't be a need for this, and therefore there wouldn't be a need for any stigma associated with the kids that cannot take part in any extra curricular activities because they haven't got the means to pay for this voluntary contributions.
Mark, I'm going to ask you my favourite question, and I left it until last. I have here in the studio with me the Minister for Finance and Norma Foley, the Minister for Education. What is your plea to them this morning, Mark, or this afternoon, should I say?
Well, my plea would be, first thing would be, properly, adequately resource the schools so they don't have to look for voluntary contributions of the ordinary workers' families in the schools. I'd also ask them to support and push through the legislation that Donegal earlier, spokesperson on education, implemented last week, and that will oblige for schools to make it very clear to families that any contributions are voluntary and there's no obligation to make the contribution. And we're also obliged to schools, if they are seeking contributions, that they only contact the family once, and if there's no response, then that's it. And then there's no penalties on the children if these voluntary contributions are not paid. It's as simple as that. So if the Minister of Education could do that, that'd be a brilliant way forward for our children.
Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, Mark Ward. Mark, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm delighted that you're feeling much better, and continued good health to you, my friend. Again, I just think that this comes up every year, and it's like these annual things. It's like Christmas. It comes around at a certain time every year. Yeah. Then it sort of dies out, and that's an individual until next year again. And I just hope that maybe you and some of your colleagues in there might keep a fire lit under this to resolve it, so that no parent or no child is in this position again. In the meantime, Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tony. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. I don't know, my friends, about you, but I think €400 voluntary per child per year, there's just something about the voluntary part of that and the additional expense. And as Mark Ward said there, when you factor in all the additional costs, like maybe buying school bags, uniforms, maybe paying for them on a bus, it all adds up. And when you're coming with a lump thin like that on top of it of €400, it makes free education sound very expensive, is all I will say.
90.3 867 1190
Near FM.